The Hale family continues to push its access case against the National Park Service. The Hales, formerly known as the Pilgrims, are challenging agency rules which restrict how they can get to their property inside Wrangell-St. Elias National Park. A Ninth Circuit court ruling issued last year backed the Park Service. The family is in the process of petitioning the Supreme Court to review the lower court's decision. Their attorney, Jim Burling of the nonprofit Pacific Legal Foundation, says there's very little precedent for the Pilgrims' case.
This is unique because the Alaska National Interest Lands Conservation Act, which was passed to guarantee reasonable and feasible access for Alaskans into conservation units, has only been before the Ninth Circuit one other time.
The previous case was brought by the late Joe Vogler, founder of the Alaskan Independence Party, and a vocal private property rights advocate. Burling says, unlike Vogler, the Hales are willing to work with the Park Service.
We recognize that the Park Service has the ability to regulate access here and to make it feasible, but what we're saying is that requiring the Hales to go through a lengthy environmental impact statement process and putting draconian restrictions on their ability to use the road does not comport with the promises of ANILCA.
Burling says he hopes to forward the Hales petition to the Supreme Court by early next month. The family wants to use a bulldozer to traverse an abandoned mining road that leads to their remote property. They're currently only allowed to access the land by air or overland by non-motorized means. The Hales are now primarily living in Palmer. The family's former patriarch, Robert Hale, or Papa Pilgrim, is awaiting sentencing after pleading no contest to rape, incest, and coercion involving one of his daughters.
Alaska News Nightly is brought to you in part by your local public radio station.